What's up, people? Thanks for joining me for this episode of Dad 2.0. On this episode, I take a conference call and I take a quick minute to discuss my views on faith and the benefits of having a faith-grounded focus.
In life, it's imperative that you have faith. We deal with death. We deal with the addition of new family members. We deal with things at work. We deal with things with family. We deal with the full range of things, both spiritually, emotionally, physically, and it can tear down at us. It tears down at our body. A lot of times, it tears down at our minds. It tears down at the people around us. The primary mainstay in all of those things that will help you recover from almost anything is faith. And whether you have faith in yourself, faith in the people around you, or faith in something that's greater than yourself, it's all still a grounded faith. And I believe that it is imperative that in life you make a conscious decision to practice the belief and the power of having faith. By having a practice of just being a faithful person or having a faith in something, you will be able to achieve things that you never thought possible. Primarily because by having faith in yourself, you will give yourself the opportunity to get to the point where you need to be. A lot of times, especially I would say me being in my early 20s, right now I'm in my early 30s. So back when I was in my early 20s, one of the things that I had to practice was patience. Now, in order to have patience, you have to have faith, because on one hand, you are telling yourself where you want to be in life or where you want to be at this given point in time. But at the same time, you're telling yourself to slow down enough to see it through and slow down enough to make the best decision possible for you to have a direct route to the place that you want to be in life. Now, in order to tell yourself to slow down when you know where you want to be in life, or you think you know where you want to be in life, that takes tremendous faith. Because if you don't have faith, you will not have the ability to slow yourself down when you think it's a necessity to go 100 miles an hour just shooting wild, just going 100 miles an hour at the first opportunity or at the first open door that you see available. And don't get me wrong, ambition is amazing. Having ambition is an integral part of success. Having ambition is probably the single most important thing that you can have in life when you want to be or achieve a certain amount of success. But what goes right along with that is having faith. Because having ambition and no faith is basically like having a hammer with no nails. You can beat on something all day long, but you won't get anything to stick. And as a matter of fact, you can beat on something so long that you'll start to cause damage. And in this case, the damage that you cause is to yourself. You cause damage to your mind. Eventually, because of the damage to your mind and to your spirit, you'll be causing damage to your body. And once you start causing damage to your body, you will then begin to cause damage to the minds and bodies of the people around you. So I just have to encourage you today to make sure that you at least give it a shot, if you don't already, to establish faith in yourself or establish faith in something around you. And I promise you that you will see yourself begin to achieve things that you have not to this point been able to achieve. And if you have achieved them and you still don't have a faith in something bigger than yourself, practice having faith in something bigger than yourself, and you will start to notice that those achievements mean even more.
Thanks for checking out this episode of Dad 2.0. Look, I would love to hear your feedback, and I'd also love to hear any questions that you guys would like me to address on the podcast. To get information or get anything over to me, feel free to email me at podcast@cedricbritton.com. Let's share it. Let's share it. tremendous. I'm just recording.